Okay, let's see if we can cover some of the tesis in. First, we'll talk about this tesis that we started yesterday. Ze'in nehena ve'ze'in chaserhu. We have machlaikis, tesis in the rim. In the case of ze' lo'in nehena ve'ze' chaser. Okay, the shaila is, if you have a situation where one is a chaser, the other person is loy nehena, why does the halacha, is there a din tashlumen or there's no din tashlumen? Tosfos says you're potter. Tosfos svara is very easy. Tosfos says you divide it into two. You look at the hanah part and the hezit part. Hanah, loy nehena, it's potter. Hezit, the hezit was a grammar, you're potter. The simpler sheet. The Rif argues with Tosfos. The Rif holds that you're chayiv, that zeh lo nehena v'zeh chaser is chayiv, and that needs an explanation. Why should you be chayiv? Now, aside that it needs an explanation, which is one thing. The second thing, the Rashba says that there's a Beferish Mishnah, not like the Rif. The Beferish Mishnah above Metziah, not like the Rif. Now the case above Metziah you have to get straight, otherwise you won't follow. But the case above Metziah is similar. Part of the Mishnah is brought on the Amid Beis is. A person owns, two people own a house together. One person bought the first floor, and one person bought the second floor. Habayis, the first floor, no Aliyah, the second floor. The Bayis belongs to Reuven, the Aliyah belongs to Shimon. First floor belongs to Reuven, second floor to Shimon. It's a common thing today. People buy apartments or buy floors. That's the case. The house disappeared. There's a hurricane or a fire and the whole house disappeared. There's no house. Reuven comes and Shimon comes. Shimon lives upstairs. He says, okay, let's rebuild. I need a place to live. And Reuven says, I can't rebuild. I don't have any money. So Shimon goes and he builds one floor. Now, when he built that one floor, that airspace belongs to Reuven. It doesn't belong to him. The building that he put up is really not his building. It's his building. He spent money on it. But as soon as Reuven reimburses him his expenses, it becomes Reuven's. Reuven has a right to it. So Shimon tells Reuven, okay, when you have the money, you'll give me the money and you'll move in. And that's the halacha. Reuven has no right to move in until he pays Shimon his hotels. In the meantime, Shimon is living in the apartment. So the halacha is that Shimon has to pay rent to Reuven. Why? As you have to know that our maskana in our Gemara is going to say that there's something called shachrurisa da'ashaisa. Shachrurisa da'ashaisa literally means the blackening of the walls from the esh, from the fires in the apartment. But it doesn't mean dafka, the blackening of walls and fire. It means the wear and tear on an apartment. Gemara is going to end up that if you live in someone's apartment, it's a chaser because you're causing a certain amount of wear and tear on the apartment. So the owner is chaser. Therefore, getting back to our case, where Shimon built the first floor, if Shimon lives there, it's a case of zeh nehena. Shimon gains by living there. Reuven loses the wear and tear of the apartment, so he has to pay rent. Again, that's pashut. There's no, as far as we're concerned, that's pashut. So the Mishnah says in Eitzah, you know what Shimon should do? He should build two floors. Build the bayis and the aliyah. If he builds the bayis and the aliyah, again, Reuven can't move in, so Reuven reimburses him. If he builds the bayis and the aliyah, now he has a place to live. He can live upstairs. So Ganishna, even if he lives downstairs, he's still going to be potter from paying, because he's lying the henna. Because since he could have lived upstairs, anytime you live somewhere, you could have lived somewhere else, that's lying the henna. So the Mishnah says, even if you live downstairs, you don't have to pay. This is all the Mishnah above Mitzvah. What do we see from this Mishnah? Sakta Rajma. Zeh loy nehena. The person living downstairs, Shimon, the living downstairs, doesn't have any gain. Vzeh chaser. And the owner of the downstairs, the one who ultimately be the owner, we're calling him a chaser because of Shaparisa Dasharsa. So it's a case of Zeh loy nehena, vzeh chaser. And we see Yepater. The Perish of Mishnah, like Taisvis, not like the Rif. So Machlek is Taisvis and the Rif, what the din is. The Farish Mishnah, not like the Rif. We see in that Mishnah that Zenahena, Zelainahena, Vizet Foster is Pater. That's the Kasha the Rajba is. Rav Shimon explains the aside Hamachlek is the Rif and Taisvis. And this is the aside with which we're going to learn the whole sugya. Again, going back to the old two ways of learning. Why does a Nehenna pay? We have two ways to learn. Either a Nehenna pays automatic, either a Nehenna only has to pay if he's a mazik to the other person, or a Nehenna pays because it creates a chayv. It's nothing to do with mazik, it creates a chayv. Zot Rav Shimon, the side of Shita Tzarif is that Nehenna pays automatic. The side of Shita's Taisvis is that Nehenna pays al Chayv. What?
Why can't it involve both?
Why can't? Let's see. We'll see why saying the old magic is going to answer this kasha. Again, the Rif Shita is the Shita that you're paying al magic when you're Nehenna. So in our Mishnah, for example, when the animal eats Bishu Sarabim, it pays because it's mazik at the other person's payers. How much does it pay? It pays mashin ahenas. It only pays that amount. Therefore, let's get to Taisus Shaila. Forgetting about Bava Metzia for a minute, Taisus. Taisus case is I'm a gavra v'loyavad l'megam. And I live in your motel room. So Taisus, I'm potter. Why? So he says, "Maman Hashach, out Nehenna, I'm not a Nehenna. Out being mazik you, I'm not a mazik, because all I did was a grama that you couldn't rent it out. So out Nehenna, I'm not a Nehenna. I wasn't mazik you either. So therefore, I'm part. Zok the Rif, no Yechayim. Why Yechayim? The Rif holds." That a Nehenna pays because he's causing a hazard to the other, a loss to the other person. The side of Nehenna is that I'm mazik you. So the Rif says, the Rif would say, let's say I lock up your house. You have a motel, and I padlock the doors, and you can't make any money. I am putter. I'm a grummer. Yet, if I live in the motel room, if I go inside and I lock the door from the inside and you can't rent it out, then I'm chayiv. Because that's the difference between, let's say you have fruit in your house, and I lock the door and your fruit rots. I'm a grummer. I'm potter. A terrible thing. I fear it from Mechila, but I'm a grama. I'm potter. Totally potter. Yet, if I go into your house and eat your fruit, if I eat it, I have to pay. If I eat your fruit, I have to pay. Why don't I say I'm only a grama? I caused that you can't sell it. Because that's a real mazik. If somebody eats someone else's fruit, that's a mazik harmiti. That's a real mazik. If the Nehenna is being mazik someone, if when I eat it, I'm being mazik you, I'm eating your peiris. Eating your peiris, I have to pay of mazik. There's no difference if you have fruit in your house or if you have a motel which has the ability to be rented out. Same thing. If I lock up your house, if I lock it up and no one could rent it, I'm potter, because that's just a grum. But if I go and live there, that's the same as eating your fruit. My hanah is a mazik. When I'm having hanah from it, I'm being mazik. If I'm being mazik, then I have to pay. When I live in your dira, and therefore you can't rent it out, that's not just locking the door. That's eating your fruits. The fruits of an apartment is the rental. That is a mazik. And Dr. Riff, that's why Zen Loinehena, the Zechasser, is chayiv. Because even though I'm a Loinehena, that I didn't gain money, but Lamaisa, when I had the Hanah of living there, that was mazik you. So therefore, I have to pay Medine mazik. And that's why I have to pay, in the case of Tosfos, the Riff says, if it's a Gavra, the way of the Lamager, I'm not in the Hanah, but it's a motel room, it's a Mokum that's normally rented out. I have to pay because my hanah came by being mazikyu. So even though I'll tell I don't have to pay, there was no financial hanah. But it's not a chayv. I don't have to pay because I gained money. The yisoid of mashenahenis is not because I gained money so I have to pay. That's what we call chayv. Chayv of mashenahenis means I gained money, I have to pay. The Rif says no. The yisoid of paying mashenahenis is because I'm a mazik of you. My animal I perish in the street. And its pleasure came through being mazik you, and therefore it has to pay out mazik. It's a shlumin of a benefit is the amount of hezek that happened. And whether this tashlumin or not depends on if the hezek happened. And that's the reason for the chiyuv. This is the Reb Shimon's explanation of the Rif. And with that, let me just finish. With that, he answers Bava Metzia. The case of the house in Bava Metzia, where I build a two-story home, and you want, and I live there, and you want me to pay you, Zakt Rav Shimon, in that case, where you want me to pay you, I built two stories, you can't move in yet, because till you pay me my expenses, you're not allowed to move in. So I move in. When I move in, you want me to pay. The Rif will say, 1 minute, I only have to pay you altmazik. Here, well, you have no right to be living there because you didn't pay the expenses yet. It's not shaykh to be mechayiv mi altmazik. I can't be mazik something you don't have. Cause man, you have no rights to living there. You have no rights to being there. You don't have payers. My living there can't be mechayiv. In the case where you have a right to be there and I live there, I ate your fruit, I have to pay. I ate your deer. But in a case where you have no right to move in yet, because you didn't pay for it, in that case, I can't be called a mazik. Because in that case, I never was mazik something of yours. You didn't have payers that I should be mazik. This is the way Rav Shimon explains. Again, the aside is that the Rif's approach is of mazik, so his approach is of nana. And that's the basic difference between the two. Between the two.
That has a
change.
You eat the apple, and the apple you stay in the box.
The pressure of hezek shein and nicker is when the hezek is a non-physical hezek. When I use services that the hezek and nicker, people think that if somebody sneaks on a bus. It's not a gavnis. Because what did you steal? The bus is going anyway. Services are the same as payers. You take someone's services, you take someone that drives a, you know, take someone's bus ride, or even though it didn't cost them any more because you were there, it doesn't matter. It's just as an equal gazela by stealing objects or stealing services. That's not how to show them their. When I locked the door and didn't let you rent it, so it's the same as, let's imagine that it was payless. Let's say we're living there like Paris. If you have Paris in the room and I lock the door, and because of that you can't get in, the Paris rat, I'm also a potter. It's a grammar. I have a dinner shaman. But a dinner mom is a potter. So the trick is just to look at the living there like as Paris. And it follows.
You're found by the case of the bus.
You stole someone's services. Let me tell you, let's say I have in my house a challah. Plus $2. And it's Sunday morning, and I'm going away for a week. It's a perfectly good challah left over in Shabbos on my counter. And you and I know that by the time I come back a week later, it's going to be ruined. And you come into my house and you steal my challah. Do you owe me $2? You owe me $2. You took my challah. I wouldn't have had use of it anyway. It doesn't matter. If you steal my $2, you have to pay me $2. If I have a bus service and you sneak onto my bus, even if you didn't use up more gears because of it, I have nothing to do with using up more gears. If you steal services, you have to pay. I have services that I'm offering just because I wouldn't have money for it. There's no difference in stealing someone's services or stealing someone's money, someone's object. There's no difference in goods and services, all the same. Well, my sense of tshuva to someone who jumped the turnstiles in the New York subway system. So you asked Ramesh Hashaiva whether he has to pay back. He got called Gnei Vesakum. Well, I just failed to pay. It's Afkos Albasa. Ramesh says it's Gnei Vesakum. Services is the same as goods. No, then you take an object. That's if the services have a value. It has to have a market value, but it just does. The same Gnei Vesakum. It's no difference. Okay, Al-Kopanin, this is the machlokes between the Rif and Taisvis. So we're adding one more piece, and what we're going to have is a long chain of machlokes that are totally, if you look at this as a din mazik, or if you look at it as a din nehana, we have another piece. We'll try to put together all the pieces in a few minutes. Let's just turn to the Amid Beis and see the top Taisvis on the Amid Beis, and well, let's see. What?
Why did what force the Rif? Not a mazik. There's not a
what forces a shita to hold mazik and what forces a shita to hold chayv? I'm not
the
idiot.
No, the Rif is saying that it's only it's like a combination of the two. Really is a mazik. Only a mazik
only is a hanol. Are you phrasing me? The question, everyone holds a mazik is chayv at mazik. Right. That's what we're not talking. We're talking an ahen. Someone who has the pressure of mazik itself wouldn't be chayv. But the question is the hanor, should I charge someone for a hanor? Shem b'shus a rabbi. Al t'mazik, he wouldn't be chayiv. Al t'hanor, he's chayiv. What's the lumdus of that chayiv? Is that chayiv because his hanor came by being mazik someone? Or is that a separate parasha, that if you're nahana, you have to pay because you gained what we call chayiv? Those are two ways to learn. You're right, a real mazik is a mazik. The Rift of Taisa not arguing. Arguing on this new creation of Mashin Ahenis. Amish has a chidish. Mashin Ahenis is a chiyuv tashlum. That new chiyuv, which is our sugya, that new chiyuv of Mashin Ahenis, why is that? Is that because you were mazik someone or not?
They really can't hold that. Keeping something out of the house is not
full
pleasure in the
deacon,
it's not a
grama. Right.
You're not shy
to say that. I don't see a svar to say that way. If you lock up someone's door, you're in a kindness. All the cases of grama seem to fit well with this. All the cases, they're the same exact case. You lock up someone's thing that we can't have benefit from. A top place is on the other base. Koi is Hanis. There are two parts of Taisis. The first part we'll pass through quickly, we'll come back to. The Rintaymer is the part I'd like to focus on now. Okay? Zaptaisis. A filaman the Yama Parakamid above a basser, Kaifinaisi Amida Sadaim, the Avina Layachad Mitzvah. What's the case over here? Two Yarshim inherit a large field, or many fields. One Yairish says, look, the two halves of the field are the same value. I happen to own a field that borders this field on one side. Now you all know that a farmer wants to be a bar mitzvah, wants to have the field connected. It's easy to work. You don't have to transport your equipment to another field. So one brother, let's say it's two brothers or two shutzim, they're divided. So one brother says, give me the half that's right next to my field. The other brother says, no, I want that half. Why do you want that half? No special reason. He wants to get more money out of it. So the machlokes is there in the mission. Taisus says, going with the man Yomer, who says, Kaifanami the Sidon, that's Sidon. You want this half, your half is the same. If you can't give a reason why this half is better than that half, Kaifanami the Sidon, you have to give it to him. There's another man Yomer there who argues, and he holds that no, he has a right to say, pay me more if you want. He doesn't know Kaifanami the Sidon. But there's a man Yomer there that says, Kaifanami the Sidon. So Taisus, if you hold Kaifan Amida Sadai. So what's the Gemara Zibaya? What's the Gemara Shaila? If Zen Enes Ali Chaser, Kaifan Amida Sadai. You can force him. So Taisus, I feel the man, the umpire, come to the master, Kaifan Amida Sadai. Yavin Alechad Mitzra, he give it on one bad border. Shani Hacha, Shayach Lamayna Mitzchiba Melod Benesa. Here it's different than there. Because here, you definitely could stop him from coming into your house in the first place. Taisus says that's pashut. We're going to talk tomorrow about why that should be pashut. You can stop someone from coming into your house, but I think most of us would agree a person can't just come into my house without permission. So I could stop someone from coming into my house. It's not the same as bar mitzvah. By bar mitzvah, by Yerusha, it's not something you can stop the person in the first place. You have to make a chalukah. You can't stop. What about the other mandiyama? The other man, the other says he could charge him. The siddur by Mary means a lot of money. So why here is it different? He says over there you're going in the first place to divide. Here we're talking lachar ma'isa. Lachar ma'isa is different than in the first place, and that you have to understand right away. Mm-hmm. Just it shouldn't confuse you. The sugya, you have to understand that our whole sugya, the Gemara, is talking la'achar ha'maisim. Okay, let's say you come to me and you say, you know, I'd like to break the window in your house. It's worth $100. Here's $100. Can I break the window in your house? What am I going to tell them? Of course not. Nobody in their right mind. What do I gain? You break my window and I fix it. Nobody gives permission. Yet, b'di'evet, once you broke the window of my house, all I could charge is $100. Right? So the idea of how much you would let in the first place and how much you pay off after Lachar Maisa are two different stories. For today, we're not talking about Lachat Shalom. Tomorrow probably we'll get to that. We're talking now about after it's broken today. So Zav Taisus, that Gemara, Bava Basra, is talking Lachat Shalom. You want to come and you want me to give you this half of the field. So the Mandiyama says, I can charge you as much as I want. Our Gemara is talking Lachar Maisa. Lachar Maisa, that's our circuit. That's the Gemara. Vintayma, new Taisus. Second half of this Taisus is really a new Taisus. Vintayma, for Taisakasha, Ahud, the talk of Lachar Maisa, Bebe Sablia. The Reish Abel and Iris, the case we talked about yesterday in Sugis. Where Reuven sticks food down his food, down Shimon's mouth. Amai Chayiv Ha'aychum. Zenev is Alechasahu. That's a case of Zenehen of Zalai Chaser. Shemhaya Machzir, Haysan the Meses, Veneshova Kolom. If you stick food down my throat, even if I cough it up, you're not going to be able to sell it. Food that goes down my throat already, no one's going to pay for it. There's no market value. So it's not worth anything. So when I choose to swallow it, you stick it down my throat and I choose to swallow it, I'm Nehenna, but you're not Chaser. Because at that moment, it's worth zero. So Taisus, why do I have to pay my shenanigans? So Taisus a new side. Yeshlaim with loydam. Hail v'nehena machmas hachasarin shahayim etchila. There, that's called chasim. Because I'm nehena from the original chasarin. The original chasarin was you stuck it down my throat. It was worth something. You put it in my throat, it became worth nothing. At that moment, when I'm nehena, it's from an original chasarin. Chasarin HaKedemes, we'll call it. If I'm Nehenna from Chasarin HaKedemes, that's called Zenehenna V'Zechasir. That's the Chiddush of Taisus.
Why does it go
It's funny, because Taisus proves it from the Mishnah. Taisus says that in the next line. He says, really, it's the same thing when an animal eats in the street. When the animal chews, the owner has no anah. If the animal didn't get worth more by chewing, they could spit it out. Once the animal chews, it's worth nothing. When the animal swallows it, I have anah. Why don't you say, I had anah, you lost nothing. It was chewed up already. Teretz is that if a anah comes from an original chasar, a chasar akademis, that's all considered one chasarin, so that zenehen of his achasar. So Christus, that's a case of zenehen of his achasar because it comes from a prior chasarin. This is Christus' chasarin.
What? What would happen if you wouldn't swallow it?
The animal? The person, if you wouldn't swallow it, so you wouldn't pay, he's on the hand.
But he caught the
war. No, the other person stuck it down his throat. Well, he put his own food down this person's throat. Okay, Atan Divrei HaTosfos. We learn from Tosfos Bislu Yisai, which to get used to. But if you're Nehenna from a prior Chesaron, that's called Zenehenna Vezechas. Leshtei Dar Tosfos. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Gezeila Simin Yud Gimel. It's a short Machne Ephraim. Brings a Maaseh Shehaya from the Mardechai. Mordechai has a case where the king threw someone out of his house. The king expelled a yid from his house, maybe expelled him from the city, or whatever the case was. Now the house is sitting empty. So the king went and he let another yid live in the house. So the king had one yid he didn't like, he threw him out of the city. And he had a yid he did like. And the yid he did like went and lived in the house. Naturally, what's the shaila? Now the original person is saying, give me rent. Pay me rent from this that you lived in my house all this time. You lived in my house all this time. So give me rent. Pay me rent for it. So what's the din? Does he have to pay or he doesn't have to pay? Well, why not? You shouldn't have to pay because what? King doesn't own it. What? The king owns everything. Now he assumes the king doesn't own everything. He doesn't say king, he says star. Maybe the star is different, I don't know. Maybe it was the general, I don't know. But he doesn't own the house. So what's the case of? Why would Shimon defend himself? He'll say, Zenehenev is Elechasim. You didn't lose anything. Even though normally living in someone's house, the Gemara will say at the end, is a loss. Because of Shechurasa Dashaisa. Because the wear and tear on the house. But what's Shimon timing? That if I wouldn't have lived here, someone else would have lived there. If I told the king, no, I don't want to live here. The king would have put another friend in. He would have put a guy here. He would have put somebody else here. So you don't have any loss because I lived here. Zenehenev is Elechasim. The Mordechai Paskin, the Nachinami. Zenehenev is Elechasim. And Shimon is Pati. Easy Mordechai. Huh? Because the king who gave, not because someone else would have done it, because the same king who did it now would have done it a different way. Because the king who caused the chaser would have caused the chaser anyway.
You're
not going to
cause the chaser now because someone else would have
again, the chatchila maybe not. But yeah, we're talking about Achar Maisa now. Achar Maisa, maybe you have to pay. Zot the Machne Ephraim, that Mordechai is not like this Tosfos. He's arguing with this Tosfos. This Tosfos says that if Yehenna because of a prior chesaron, if your anah comes because of chesaron shayin atchila, if your anah comes because of a previous chesaron, that you do have to pay, even though you didn't cause the chesaron. You didn't cause the chesaron. Still have to pay. Our Tosfos would say over there also that if your hanah comes because of a previous chesaron, that you have to pay. Because what's the previous chesaron? The king threw me out. So you had our Tosfos told you have to pay because the hanah came because of a previous chesaron. So there is a machlokes to Mordechai and Tosfos. Okay, this is the words of the Machmefer. Now, let's talk Svara. Until now, I'm giving shir. I'm just telling you, Machlokes the Rif and Tosfos here, Machlokes the Mordechai and Tosfos here. Now that we've digested, we have to think. What is this Machlokes? What's the Shaila here? I'm living in a house, and the Machmir Frayim is telling me I have to pay because my Hanah came because of a prior chesaron. Well, I would be very upset if Machmir Frayim told me that. I would say my Hanah came because of a prior chesaron. What would I say? Why should I pay for that chesaron? The chesaron is that the king threw him out. That's nothing with me. I didn't throw him out. I'm not the one who threw him out. Why should I have to pay because of that chesaron? I'm not the one. I didn't do that. The king did that. I didn't do it. I never did that in it. No? What? You can't buy anything at auction that the government took away. If the government took away shalaka din or so. If the government took it to sell a chayiv, then it belongs to the government. No? The government took it to sell a chayiv. The Tsar was in a bad mood one day and he threw the guy out. Right? His name was Saddam Hussein. We're not talking about someone who did it because he went to court and he threw him out. He didn't like the guy, so he threw him out. With Shalai Kittin. That was the case. That was the Mordechai's case. Someone threw him out of the house and someone else lived there. No, do you agree with me? That if I was Shimon, I would tie that against the Machna Frayim. Say, what do you mean? The Machayim me because of. The other person threw him out. What's that to do with me? 1 minute. I would be upset on Tosfos too. If I was the guy, if I was the person, someone came and he stuck food down my throat. I didn't ask him to do it. He put food down my throat. I swallowed it. I admit I had a no. But I kind of, I don't want to pay. So Tosfos tells me you have to pay. You know why? Because your hanah came from a prior chesaron. Because he stuck it down your throat. I would be very upset. You know what I would say? What? You had a choice? Yeah, but I didn't have to swallow it. I could have coughed it up. Tosfos says it's talking where you could have coughed it up. So, I'd be very upset. If you tell me I have to pay, I had hanah, I could hear it. But you're going to tell me, I'll tell I'm really pumped. And then I'm going to but I have to pay because it's a chaser because he stuck it down my throat. I have to pay because he stuck it down my throat? What are you talking about? I have to pay. He stuck it, he was magic his own food. Why do I have to pay? That's what it comes down to. It comes down to this case, either Tyson's case, or the Mordechai's case, comes down to this machlokes Tosfos in the Rif. Are you paying al mazik? Or are you paying al nehenda? Just, and then only has to pay if there was a chesaron. That's the question. How, what? It's sort of which glasses are you putting on when you look at the case? Are you putting on glasses that you're looking at in, like the Rif al mazik? Or no? You have to pay it to the chayiv. Just, you don't have to pay the chayiv if he didn't lose. Only if he lost, you have to pay such a chayv. The Rif looked at it al mazik. And the Mordechai held like the Rif. He looks at it al mazik. Al mazik, if I live in this house, I don't have to pay. I was mazik you. The king was mazik you. Al mazik, so the Mordechai, you don't have to pay al mazik. Tosfos says, no, we're not concerned. You're not paying for the hezek. You're not mechayev al mazik. Just like Shemesh HaSarabim is pater al mazik. This is also pater al mazik. Al mazik, you're pater. No problem. Why do you have to pay? Because you're Nehenna. Now, there's a din by Nehenna. Nehenna only has to pay if the other person had a loss. So Tosfos, after Nachman Ephraim, you have to pay off Nehenna. You lived in the house. Did the other person have a loss? Yes. You are not came because of a chesaron akedemus. You came because there was a loss previously. So you have to pay off Nehenna. If you're going to kind us and then there's other chesaron, I'll answer you. No, the other person was chesaron. But you pay off Nehenna. It's very geschmack that the Tosfos is l'shitasai. And therefore, when you're going to argue on the Tosfos, you'll say, why should I should pay because he stuck it down my throat? The Torah says, no, you're not paying because you stuck it down your throat. You're paying because you had a no. You're paying a chayv. Just there's a din, I don't have to pay a chayv if the other person had no loss. The answer is, he did have, he had a previous loss. So therefore, you pay out from the hand. What? So we're going to have to see, Mordechai quotes many different people. And we'll have to see who he's quoting there. And we'll see if it fits the shitasa. You ask the question of Nachman Ephraim. The truth is, what's the lashon of the Mordechai here? Word for it. Okay, Bishop Tess. The Mordechai is like a sheet of Mukubetzis. It brings from a lot of different people. So we quote the Mordechai, not every Mordechai, just because he quotes the Reed doesn't mean that the two shtim. I mean, that's what Nachman Ephraim is saying, that it's not like this Tess and yet a Mordechai. What comes out, which you have to appreciate in the sugya, is the following.
You're going to go through the whole sugya, we're going to have the shita that we're calling Tosfos shita, not only Tosfos, the Rashi, the other Rishayim, everyone has the shita, and there is shita. Here's my place, the Tosfos in the rib goes throughout the shitas. And any shayla, when we finish, that we're going to come up, and any nida, in halacha l'maisa, is going to go, I'd just like to sketch out the few things that we already have gone through. The underlying machlokes is by Zenehenna. The regular case of omission. Case of Zenehenna, the Zechasr. Why do you pay? Everyone says you're chayyim. By Zenehenna, Zechasr, everyone says chayyim. Just take this whole, what we call it, that's the chayyim. And the Zechasr, it's chayyim, but it didn't matter. Now that's the original machlokes that Shimon is telling us, the machlokes of Tosfos in the Rishon Sfarim. Memela comes out a whole list of nafkaminos. The first is what we had in Tosfos. Tosfos' case was there by Nehenna, the Zechasr. So that case, we had a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rish. Tosfos said that you're Potter, and the Rish said that you're Chayyim. The way Rav Shimon explained, if you look at it as mazik, it's chaser, so you have to pay. If you look at it as hanah, chayv, then there's no chayv in your pot. Next. Zeh nehenah, zeh loy chaser. Okay, now here everyone says chaser. But, why? If you get a hand of the Zenai Foster,
why are you pumped?
Then the hand of the Zenai Foster, that's the Gemara. Why is it the Gemara? Then the hand of the Zenai Foster, everyone wants you pumped.
Why?
According to the Rif, it's easy. Like Foster. Right? There's no matter. So the Rif says you pumped it because there's no hesitant. The question is, Why Tosfos? It's Zenehenna.
Should be chayyim, which is a problem.
So you look back at the Pnei Yeshua from yesterday. Pnei Yeshua, we spoke at yesterday. The whole Pnei Yeshua is only like Tosfos. Because according to the Rif, it's Pashit Yafat. It's a Rif. You only have to pay your amazik. If it's Zenai Chaser, it's obviously Yafat. Because I'm not a amazik. You're not Chaser anymore. The kasha was like Tosfos. Tosfos holds you pay out chayiv. So you're Nehenna. There should be a chayiv. So yesterday we had the Sfaras HaPnei Yeshua. You look back at it, which you have to come on to according to Tosfos. Now we have the
case we just had in Machne Ephraim in Taisus, where the Chsarim Kaidim came, called Chsarim Kaidim. There was a Chsarim that was previously. So Taisus holds that when there was a Chsarim before, when someone stuck food down a person's throat and he swallowed it and he gained from a previous Chsarim, the Taisus holds that you're high. That place is Shita. Since you're Nehenna, and there was a Chsarim, so therefore, Yechai, this also said Nehenna, and there was a Chsarim Akademik. And here, the Mordechai, which was, we understand, goes with the Shita Sarim, says that you're Potter. It's the Mordechai. Why did he say you're Potter? Because you didn't cause the Chsarim Akademik. The king caused it by throwing the person out of the house. But the king caused the Chsarim Akademik. And therefore, you're Potter. So these are the four nafkaminas we had. Add to that, what we had in the beginning, another nafkamina, the Tzaitz's nafkamina. We had a nafkamina, you say Idius was a virus. According to him, you say Bainan is. And you also did Mazit, you say Idius. We had this nafkamina from Tzaitz. Actually, Tzaitz is the one who said, you say Bainan is a virus. And the Bar Sameach, the study that you pay in years. And there was another nafkamina, we had a few nafkaminas, a Hedish. If Zenehen of his Elephasa from Hedish, what's the din? It's like at the beginning of the year, that at the beginning of this man, that if you hold, it's a din chayiv, so even Hedish is chayiv. Hedish also has to pay his chayiv. Right? And if you hold it to din mazik, it's a terasa kazi. That Hedish is potter. And if Hedish is potter, you think it mazik, Hedish is potter. So we had already these six nafkaminas between the two mahalchim and the sugya. The two which we had when we learned the Mishnah, the Ketzais and HaSameach, and the other four nafkaminas that we have now in the two ways to learn up the sugya, the two ways to learn the sugya. And this is the chayra, the setup, so to speak, to the whole sugya. There's still now. First of all, tomorrow we're going to learn the Taisus Taima, and Taisus Taima, the Ziyeh Shloimer, is also a Machlokes Rishayim. And we'll see. I think it's going to fit very smoothly to fit into the Machlokes. Now, obviously, every time we're going to have Machlokes, Taisus and the other Rishayim, I'm going to be biased to say it's totally in this. They may not be. But when you learn Taisus Taima, you'll see if it's telling you this as well. Now let's see. Let's start the next Tashmat. Tanan is the Lashon, right? Tanan. Amaki chaveroi mishalei shulchaisav. Somebody who has three fields around his chaver from three sides. The gadar is rishayna v'sashniya v'sashlishis. Eimachai v'sashlishis. If you put a fence around three sides, so the nikif, that means the one on the inside, Shimon is not mechuyif to pay. What type of a fence did he put up? So there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that we're talking about the middle fence. The fence in the picture, Rashi, the inside three walls. And Tosfos holds we're talking about the outside three walls. The longest of the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is a sugya for Bava Basra, which hopefully next year we'll have Bava Basra. But we're going to learn the sugya of Zenehen of Zalei Chos, so we're not going to get sidetracked into spending a week on talking, speaking out everything that has to do with Makif and Nikif. That's a sugya there. So Rashi and Tosfos, for our purposes, are saying this, basically, the raya is the same raya. That when you do three walls, it's loinehenav is echaser, and haravi is mechayven oser. Shmami knows zenehenav is alechaser chayim. So Gemara is asking, it's zenehenav is alechaser. Shimon Ruvein needed a wall on the outside anyway. So what if he can't? That Shimon gains. And with the Gemara, shani hasam domalei at garamta li hakefi yasei. That's different. Because Reuven says, you're the one who caused the wall. Well, like Rashi, it's Pashi. Shimon caused the wall. If Shimon didn't own the middle piece, you don't need an inside wall. According to Tosfos, why is that Durantali a Kefi Yisera? Because the circumference of Reuven's field is greater because Shimon is inside. If Reuven owned the same amount of area without Shimon inside, the circumference around would be smaller. Now it's greater. So Akramtali, it's more Meduya Deloshin, Hakefa Yisera. As Tosfos brings around it, and Deloshin Yisera, that we're talking about the outside. So that's the Tanakama. And then Toshma from the Rabbi Yaisi is the same Mishnah, the next Tana. He said in a moment, Nikif a Goddess so Ravias, whom the Gagulam is a Kail, Tamad the Goddess Nikif, a Makif put. He holds that if the Makif does four walls, the Makif is the outside, that's Reuven, does four walls, you're Potter. So Tiraya, he holds an end of his Alechoser Potter. So if you're Marish, Shani Asim, Domalele, Didi Sagile, the Tir Rasusim. Reading these Potters, he could say, that I don't need such big walls, I could hire a shemir for a bazuz, and I'm nicha with a small shemira, I don't, for my hanor, it doesn't cost what you're charging. Either I could have put up, like Rashi says, I could have up a cheap wall, I could have put up thorns around it. I think the other shemir say that I could have hired someone to sit here and watch it. Either way, he's saying I'm not in the henna, only a small amount, and the small amount presumably he has to pay. Now, we're going to get to Tosfos tomorrow. What I'd like to remind you is of what I told you when we started, that we cannot forget in any case of halacha l'maaseh. Tosfos later in the Masechta and Daf Kuf Aleph on the Aleph. And even if you're going to forget all the lamdasim, at the bottom line, you can't forget, if we're going to talk at the end about different shailas, you can't forget the Tosfos. Tosfos said, in Shas, we have, Tosfos brought three cases of paying Mashin Mehendis. The case of Xubis, this case, and the case of the animal that fell into someone's field and ate there, you pay Mashin Mehendis. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, why, if you color someone's wool, the Gemara there told someone to color some, to dye someone else's wool, without asking him, so Tosfos, why don't you have to pay Mashin Mehendis? So Tosfos answered with a Gedorim. When do you pay Mashin Mehendis and when don't you? Tosfos said, you have two categories of cases that you pay Mashin Mehendis. And again, what are the two categories? Either A, if you had hanos haguf, you had physical hanor, like when food is stuck down your throat, hanos haguf you pay. Or B, if you went out, either you or your animal, went out and caused, brought the hanor upon yourself. Those are the only cases that you pay mashin mehendis. If you don't have physical hanor, and you're not the one who brought the hanor to yourself, you're potter. That's what Tosfos says on Daf Kuf Aleph on that. B'chayla, this Gemara is still about this. The case of Makif and Nikif, that our Gemara is calling Zenehenna v'zelei chaser, and the Gemara wants to say you should pay out Nehenna, doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. In this case, he does not know Haguf, it's Hanos, says Mamet. And he didn't bring it on himself. He didn't put up the wall. The other person put up the wall. He didn't go out and do anything. This Gemara does not stim with Yana Tosfos. This Gemara and that Tosfos don't fit one with the other. It appears to be a steer at the Yana Tosfos. Now it's true, in the Maskona, the Gemara ends up that that's a case of Zenev Zachasim. But what's the whole dinyan? What was the whole Toshma? What was the whole Raya? It's not a case you have to pay Mashin. It's an exception. Like Tosfos says, they're on Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph. This is different than that case. The two don't stand. Tosfos, the Tzava Bahu, Tosfos is it. I'm sorry, Tosfos, Oy Dilma, Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph. Very short Tosfos, easy Tosfos. And this is the Chayrach from this case. We'll have to see if we can find someone who has the kasha. So this is coming attractions. This is for tomorrow. So we have to try to answer this kasha. And Tosis Taima, to work on Tosis Taima.